Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back, everyone, to a new episode of Pay Attention, Please, Hollywood Life's Real Housewives podcast. I'm Chris Rogers.
And I'm Eric Tedisco.
And we have a lot of Bravo news to discuss, don't we?
Yes, we do. Later on in the show, you guys are going to hear a great interview with Jennifer Aiden from Housewives of New Jersey. Obviously, we're going to discuss all things Ron J before you guys listen to that. But first, we're going to talk about a couple other different things in the Bravo universe. I think, Chris, we're going to start with Girls Trip, right? Because there's more news coming out about what the hell happened in Morocco.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. Earlier this week, a couple things came out. There was another report by Page Six that Brandi Glanville allegedly touched Caroline in her private areas. I don't want to really get into detail because right now it's just a report, but it allegedly there was a little bit more than kissing. But Peacock did release an official statement. They're currently doing a investigation into it to find out what really happened. And they released Peacock and Shed Media, who produces the show, released a joint statement. And what they said was, the safety and security of cast and crew while shooting is extremely important, and we take all reports seriously. In this situation, production immediately launched a comprehensive review and is taking appropriate action. They're just not, at this time, they're not saying what they found yet or if they've completed the investigation. They're being vague. And honestly, we've reached out multiple times to both Brandi and Caroline. No one is commenting on this. Brandi did take to Twitter.
Yes.
Recently, though, I'm not sure if it was after the new report came out about the touching or if it was around the time of the statement. But what she said was, check your sources, people. I don't think she meant like People magazine per se, but she was just like, check your sources, people.
Where this info is coming from. Yeah.
Yes. Like, before you believe everything you read, make sure you know where it's coming from, et cetera. I'm sure she's talking to the media as well, like, check your sources, et cetera. So this is a messy situation that is obviously going to play out over the next few weeks. My biggest thing is, like, is this going to end up being shown in the show? Because it is becoming such a big deal that I wonder if they'll cut it somehow.
I know. Like, it depends how much footage they have of all this. Like, if this was a gradual thing where Brandi was allegedly being inappropriate with Caroline and it got eventually too far that Caroline tried to, like, put an end to it. I don't know how they're going to put it, because it's like, are they going to document it in a way that, like, it villainizes Brandi? Because if these allegations are true, it's not a good look for her, obviously.
No.
And I don't, you know, we don't know how they're going to portray it, if they're going to try not to divulge into all the details, or they're going to kind of highlight it so that it's like the main thing to get people buzzing, because we're already talking about it. We have months and months to go until the show actually airs. We still have to get through the third season. So I think that Peacock probably knows that this is going to be what's getting a lot of people's attention about the season.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a serious matter if these allegations are true. And it's touchy depending on how they're going to really deal with this.
My guess is that if they do include it, no footage between Brandi and Caroline in that incident, around that incident, will be shown. I think it'll be more of a reaction from the cast kind of thing. And some info, like, printed on the screen, you know, like an incident happened. Peacock, you know, did an investigation. These two cast members left. And then go into, like, how the cast is reacting to the situation. But
I agree. They're not going to want to promote, what allegedly happened. No. So I think they're going to want to try to cut that, but then also show the ramifications. So I do agree with what you said. Like, it's going to be more about the aftermath rather than what actually happened, because I don't think they're going to want to promote that and have that footage be out there on the show on their behalf.
Yeah. What's interesting too is that Peacock just announced that they're doing a reunion for Traitors, which Brandy was on season one.
And that
she was a fan favorite, but it's interesting. Yeah. This is going to happen after the incident. So I'm curious if she'll even be at that. No kind of announcement has been made about who will be at this Traitors reunion or not. Andy Cohen is hosting the reunion, even though he was not the host of the show. That was Alan Cummings. But it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. But what I wanted to tell you is I actually went to the Vanderpump Rules premiere party earlier this week. I know it's not really in the Housewives realm, but Lisa Vanderpump was there, and I spoke to her exclusively. I was not allowed to ask about Housewives, but I snuck in a question about Girls Trip, because I'm curious, did she want to do the show? Would she ever do it?
Yeah.
She said flat no, she would not do the show. I asked why, and she said she made a joke, and she said there's six reasons why. I'm assuming she meant, you know, her former co-stars on Beverly Hills.
But she doesn't have to be doing it with any Beverly.
Well, that's what I said. I said, what if they weren't a part of it? And she still said no. And I said, oh, okay. And she elaborated a little bit, and just said that, you know, she's so busy and she's got Vanderpump Rules and seven restaurants and, you know, et cetera. if it was something I really wanted to do, I would do it, but I don't. So
I don't see her doing it. I don't like see her like going out of her comfort zone and doing something where it's like a different place with all different people she doesn't know. Like, I don't see that, even though I'm sure they would love to have her, and she fits the mold since they're really going with the theme of ex-housewives, which she is one of those. That doesn't surprise me. It's good that you got that scoop and that you just outright asked, but I don't see her doing it. And I don't even see her. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't also see her coming back to Beverly Hills. I guess that wasn't something you were able to ask, but I don't see that being in the cards either.
No. And I saw that E! News actually snuck in a question with her about Kyle and said, would she ever be open to saying hello, Kyle, instead of goodbye, Kyle?
And what did she say? I didn't see this.
I don't remember word for word, but she basically said she was kind of like into it a little bit. She was like, we would have to see. So to me, that says she's at least, the door isn't completely shut.
I could see those two, I really think, could mend fences. I really feel like if it was the right circumstances and the right conversation, I think they could, but I don't think we'll be seeing it on television anytime soon.
No, and I do think she might one day be into returning to the show, possibly, but I think she has said this in the past. I think it would have to be a completely different cast. I think she'd be okay with Kyle.
Yeah.
I think she wouldn't do it with Erica. She wouldn't, Lisa's gone, but she wouldn't do it with Teddy. I think it would have to be like Kyle and like maybe one or two that she likes. She likes Sutton.
Yeah.
I can see her doing it with them and Kyle and maybe like two or three new people and maybe Camille, who knows.
Yeah, I mean, I think the cast is probably closer to what she'd rather now that Rena's out of the picture, Teddy's out of the picture, like some of her enemies are gone. But I haven't had my hopes up on the LVP return for a long time now, but you never know.
We also have to talk about Robin Dixon was on Watch What Happens Live.
I know. There hasn't been that much hype for a Watch What Happens Live show in like a while. So again, kudos to Robin, because people like hate on her. I mean, you know, I'm a fan of hers, even though they're definitely frustrated with how everything went down. But people were like tweeting and talking about this Watch What Happens Live episode. I mean, to me, this is the most buzz that Potomac has had since Monique versus Candace, in my opinion. This is definitely the most buzz that the show has had, and that's overall good for the show. Mm-hmm. But Andy was like in his Gail King era, like questioning Robin and trying to get the truth, and some of her answers questionable.
She's deflecting a lot, I think.
Yeah.
You know, he would read some fan questions. One question he asked was, wasn't it something like, how come, you know, other people are held to a different standard with revealing their lives or something like that? And you and Giselle aren't held to the same standard or something like that. I don't know. And she kind of like didn't really answer the question directly. She was just like, no one's expected to like show everything. But she didn't like really answer like why she didn't want to show that part of her life. So you could tell Andy was a little frustrated. I think a lot of people thought that that interview was going to like be the third part or air at the end of Potomac's reunion or something.
Well, I think that it says that I think he is going to have, I'm confused about that
too. So he's doing a different one then.
I guess that he already filmed maybe after the reunion or at the reunion. I'm a little confused about that too, because the reunion is not this weekend because of the Super Bowl. So it's delayed. So then that'll be a whole three parts and that'll take us into March, I think. But yeah, I'm a little bit confused on that as well. I mean, I guess that he did a sit down with her, but what else is there to talk, about if she... Like, there's really nothing else. If that's all she had to say, watch what happens live.
Right.
What else is there to say?
Bravo's press release said that at the end of, it's part three, right? At the end, there's the one-on-one interview with Andy and Robin to discuss the reveal about Juan cheating, because that came out after they stopped filming the reunion. So he probably felt the need to, hey, we got to sit down with our guest up. But yeah, like you said, it's confusing because they just did that on Watch What Happens Live. So I don't know. We'll have to see what the new interview shows. Maybe it'll be, maybe she'll answer questions a little more directly than she did on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah. And again, I think maybe we said this last week, but I don't see Robin getting fired as punishment. I think the show is enjoying that there's a lot of buzz about this situation. And right. I think I was hearing that production could be picking up in the spring because they want to capture what everything that's going on right now, kind of about the aftermath of everyone not knowing about what actually happened with Robin and Juan and how she essentially lied to Bravo, the fans, and to her co-stars.
Yes.
I mean, maybe Giselle knew because they're very close, but it seems like the rest of the maybe Ashley, but I think the rest of, you know, Mia, Candace, obviously Karen, Wendy,
and Candace are really upset. Yeah.
So I think the show's going to want to capture those aftermath and those feelings about that. So I wouldn't be surprised if Potomac starts filming again, maybe in the spring.
Yeah, I think I read that they're starting in March. Obviously we didn't independently confirm that, but yeah, I read March. So it could be very soon. Sad news, actually, Gretchen Rossi from Real Housewives of Orange County took to Instagram this week to announce her husband, Miley's son, who's only 22.
Died cancer.
Died of battling brain cancer.
Horrible. I know. It's so sad. It's cancer. I don't remember exactly how many years. I mean, I think since like the early 2000s that Grayson had cancer. It's been many years, I believe. So sad. The posts were very heartbreaking. I just like saw the headline. I was like, oh my God, like I kind of forgot about that whole situation.
Yeah.
Obviously Gretchen hasn't been on television in a while and she is on the Girls Trip forecast.
No, that's what I was thinking about. I was like, oh, she was just like gone for, I mean, I know they don't shoot for a long time, but after she had those 8 days, you know.
I'm sure if it happened before, she probably wouldn't have done the show. She probably would have canceled, understandably, because who wants to shoot a show and go on a trip after such a terrible loss? But yeah, it'll be, I mean, they may have done an at-home filming segment before she flew out, because I feel like on Girls Trip, they usually do that. They film at home, like, quickly before they, like, take the flight and go out. So it's just really terrible. I was so taken aback when I saw the headline. I mean, we've known that the child has been sick for a long time, but terrible, just terrible, terrible, terrible. There's really no other way to put it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We also have Real Housewives of New Jersey premiere this week.
Yes, Jersey girls are back.
Yes.
Fun opening, fun first episode, I thought. Seemed like the fans enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I feel like Jersey like always starts strong because everything happens naturally. Like everyone's genuinely connected and it's like a lot of them, you know, pretty much all of them are like genuinely friends. Like it just feels very natural when they get back into the swing of things. Mm-hmm. And I thought they did a good job at introducing like the new girls. We got to know Rachel just from our interview and she was enjoyed it chat with, and I felt like they did a good job at interviewing them. We got to know a good amount about them in just one episode and how they fit in and what they're going to bring to the table. So I thought it was a great start.
I agree. And I feel like these relationships they feel more genuine than the people that have come onto the various franchises in the past.
Stall Lake, cough, cough.
Yeah.
Like, who the hell were those women?
Yeah. I mean, even to be honest, I'm not shading. I think Jennifer and Jackie were great additions to the show. Mm-hmm. But from what I recall, they didn't have any genuine connections to the cast. No.
I don't think so at all.
Fortunately, those two worked out, in my opinion. But there have been people in the past who have come in and, you know, not known anyone, and and it just didn't work. I mean, we can talk about New York with Ebony K. Williams.
Didn't work. Yeah, there's been many instances.
You know, and I like Ebony. I just think it wasn't a good mix.
Not at all.
I'm trying to think of another one that was...
It needs to be natural enough, and I'm sure it's hard because Bravo is, like, casting people. Like, honestly, Crystal, like, she's not really connected to the group on Beverly Hills. Like, I don't think her and Kathy...
The funny thing is, Crystal's connection was Teddy, but then Teddy left the show as Crystal
came. Yeah, so it's they're not even that friendly, I don't think.
Yeah, sometimes it's a bumpy start, but I feel like these girls on Jersey...
Yeah.
They did a good job of introducing them. Like you said, they told us who they're connected to, how long they've known each other. And then we got like a insight of their life. It felt very old school Jersey, definitely with like, I felt like Danielle with that home with her two young kids and her husband. Obviously we're not seeing a lot of Jennifer Fessler, but she's a friend of, so that's probably why. But I did feel like she like got involved right away. She was like being nice to Teresa, even though she's Margaret's friend. And then, you know, sort of like, talking to Jennifer at the Dolores' event. It was just, the girls just came in and guns blazing. They weren't, I'm not saying they were like there to fight, but they were getting involved in the conversations and they were sort of like trying to help situations get better. So I liked it. It's, Jersey's always fast paced. They have a shorter schedule.
Two events in one episode, and it's usually like a big, because they have
group events.
I know they have the husbands there. Really, it's like we have like a 20 person cast on Jersey, which I think is so fun to watch because there's so many different dynamics. But you have some shows when it's like literally five people, and Jersey it's like times two because all the husbands are at everything. I mean, it is nice to have just the women at certain events, and I'm hoping that, I know, I think they go on an Ireland trip with just the women, which will be nice later in the season, because the husbands are great, but sometimes it's nice to like have them separated and not at every event, so they can see a little bit more of just the dynamics between the women. But I agree. I think Jersey's off to a strong start. It's going to be an interesting season. I mean, social media is going to be nuts because the Teresa and Melissa divide, it causes people to go crazy. And I get everyone has their opinions. I'm not even that strong on either side. I mean, I relate and I understand more of Melissa and Margaret's perspectives on that side with Jackie. Like, I just get what they have to say more, in my opinion. But my God, do these fans get it intense and intense. Passionate, I guess.
I think Jersey, Jersey might bring out this, Beverly Hills is pretty strong too, but I would say Jersey is like those fans, just like, I had to take a step back too. I'm like, you know what, this season I'm going to try not to like read too much, not to sort of enjoy the show, you know, listen to interviews, but like, I don't know if I want to be there for like all the strong fandom reaction.
I agree. And I am a little worried that it might go in the direction of the last season of Beverly Hills, where things got so nasty and bullying and stuff. I mean, that took a whole different turn with Garcelle's son. I mean, it got really bad, but I hope that, I don't want to, you know, speak it into existence, but I hope it doesn't get that bad.
Same.
On Jersey.
We never want it to get that bad for anyone.
No, no. And it's just, it shouldn't get to that point. But I think it's going to be a really good season, but a very wild season. And I think it'll be interesting to see how everything plays out. But a lot with Teresa and Melissa, I mean, even online, like, I just think this is not going to stop. I mean, right, text messages are being released.
Text messages, it's like, they're, Melissa, obviously, if you watch the first episode, Melissa's, you know, started by saying that she had texted Teresa right after last season's reunion, basically saying, it's fine if you don't want me in your wedding. Let's just agree to disagree. Let's move forward. There's no reason to like fight this out anymore, you know? And Teresa did not answer that text immediately. And that was something Melissa said, that they had not spoken since the reunion, which was filmed on March 31st, until they started, I believe she said, until they started filming season 13, the new season, at the end or middle of May. So that was what Melissa claimed on the show. Immediately afterwards, or the next day, text messages, they must have come from Teresa's camp, because they were clearly from Teresa's phone. Teresa's texts were the blue ones, Melissa's were the gray ones, I think. And they were released, and immediately Teresa's fans were like, this is vindication, the show, because it showed that Teresa had
messaged
Melissa since the reunion. But
I think Teresa was genuinely reaching out. I think Louie was trying to get the Gorgas to come to the
birthday
party.
Melissa
and Joe were like, oh, you haven't talked to us, and now we're about to start filming. So technically, they were each, I know that's such an easy way to say
right. Yeah.
They just have two very different perspectives. I think a lot of it is like, are we hanging out for the show? Or are we genuinely trying to be better? Like, I just think they're, none of them are on the same page about anything. And it's
no. And what's interesting is Dolores was on Watch What Happens Live, and she said, she was asked about it, and she said, you know what, at this point, she said, I think they need to move on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over. They need to move on. Let's stop. They're never going to be. I mean, we've watched this for 11 seasons.
And that's not an exaggeration.
They have never been in a good spot, whether they wanted to make it seem that way or not. They were either only at a good place for the kids, like, hey, okay, sure, let the kids come over to a birthday party, etc. But like, as a viewer, it never seemed like they truly, genuinely liked each other.
No,
and it's sad, it's heartbreaking. But like, do we need to keep going with it and making it worse? I don't know if they can coexist on the show if they're not constantly battling it out. I don't know. Like, we'll have to see how this season plays out and what happens next, because we know that season 13 is going to end with one big monumental fight between Melissa and Joe and Teresa. Mm-hmm. And I think Louie's involved in a little bit, but it's at least
right. And
Teresa versus Joe and Melissa. So,
and that sparks the decision to skip the wedding.
Yes,
and they have not spoken since. So this reunion could literally be one of the craziest reunions ever. It's going to be reminiscent of...
That says a lot considering how bad 3, 4, and 5 were. Like, they were.
Yeah, that's what I think it's going to... I think it's almost going to get like really nasty. And it's going to be interesting to see, can they survive anymore? Because I don't even think it's anymore about like, oh, we'll make up for the show. Like, I think there is genuine bad hatred to an extent there that I really think it might be too hard to get over, which is unfortunate. But and we spoke to Jennifer Aiden, which you guys will hear coming up, and she definitely gave some interesting intel about, obviously, you know, she's staunchly Team Teresa, that's no secret.
Yeah.
But she did give interesting intel and about how all that plays out, and a lot of the season that we're going to see play out. A former friend of Margaret's meets up allegedly with Jennifer and Teresa and spills tea about Melissa and potential cheating allegedly. And so we did ask Jennifer about that and if she believed what was said. It's very interesting because both Rachel and Jennifer confirmed that this is a very divided cast, and it doesn't seem like that's going to change. And it seems like the newbies come on board and they're on one side or the other. And so it's very, very interesting dynamics, and I don't know how they're all going to move beyond that, especially once reunion comes, depending on how that goes.
Yeah, I agree. So,
ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah, I want to hear that interview. So let's take a break, and then when we come back, we'll come back with Jennifer. So,
super.
Back, everyone. We are here with Real Housewives of New Jersey star Jennifer Aiden. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Happy so excited. Here.
Yeah, we're so excited.
Premiere day. Woo-hoo! Yes.
It's a big day.
Lucky 13.
Yeah, we've been waiting. I've been waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you feeling going into season 13?
Oh, I feel good, back, and better than ever.
Yeah.
Yes. No more crying. No more crying. Yeah. Well, I mean, not for the bad things anyway.
And it's your fifth season. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah. And I feel like it's good because I feel like at this point, the audience and my cast members have really gotten to know the real me. And I feel completely comfortable being myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's nothing else that can come at me that I'm not going to know about. So, you know, it's like, I feel almost relief and, you know, ready to come and slay.
Yeah, for sure. This season, we have a couple new girls, which I think the fans are excited for because you guys have had a solid cast for a couple of years now. How did you feel about the new girls coming on and how did you bond with them?
I mean, I like it that they add new girls to the mix. You know, it's always mixing up the dynamic a little bit. And I feel like each one is just as different as the next, which is good. You're not going to get anything repetitive or boring. And each housewife seems to be really true to who they are. Whether you like that or not is to be determined, but I do see that they all try to be relatively authentic, which is always good with a Housewives cast.
Now we've seen the premiere. I was actually shocked and taken aback. I won't say what exactly happens, but you sort of go toe to toe with a few of the new ladies. Were you taken aback by that?
No, I was just shocked. You know, I wanted to know with some of the ladies when they talk about something, it's like, what's your context here? Mm-hmm. You know, because it sounded like they were just repeating something that someone on my cast had already said. Okay. I was like, wow, that's like the same word. Can you come up with a different word? Mm-hmm. Or at least give me an example as to why you think that is. And I mean, you all saw where that went. No example. So I rest my case.
All right.
Yes, we're picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
It's based on your social media. I mean, it's obvious you and Danielle, it seems like that's the newbie that you're closest with. How did that relationship develop? Was that like right away?
You know, she came over my house with her two kids and we did, you know, the housewife thing, the real housewife thing. Mm-hmm. And our kids played together and we had some great charcuterie and we bonded. And she's really funny. She's really down to earth, even though she's bougie and extra, which I feel like I can relate to.
Yeah.
So we hit it off really great.
Also in the premiere, you know, you and Dolores, you guys had a rough moment last season's reunion. So Right. Looking up in the premiere 2 months later, you guys are still at odds with each other. And, you know, by episode's end, you get into, you know, a tough fight. You know, and you said you felt like you were never friends. Do you still feel that way? Or is there hope for you guys to mend things as the season goes on?
Well, I will say that was even hard for me to watch, you know, like playing it back and seeing how really I was hurting and how the dynamic was. I just felt that, you know, it was a tough spot for us to be in. Having said that, we've moved past that. And like, I regret some of the things I say. Some of the things were mean and hurtful. And sometimes in the heat of the moment, that's what I do. I lash out. I speak before I think. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure Dolores, you know, I know she wasn't happy about the first episode, but I apologized for some of the things that I said. And I'm really glad that Dolores and I were able to make it to a place where we're friends again. And you guys are going to see how that plays out.
How much of your issues with Dolores had to do with her and Margaret? Because we've seen these last 2 years, her and Margaret have become very, very close. And obviously you and Margaret have had a very bumpy road. How much did that have to play into it?
Listen, I do believe that you can be friends with two people who aren't friends. Right. You know, the key in that is to be Switzerland, which, you know, sometimes Dolores is actually very, very good at.
Yeah.
So my issue with her was sometimes seeing the dynamic that someone who's usually a flip-flopper is always taking the side of my adversary. You know, after a while, actions speak louder than words. And I remember actually Dolores told me once when I first met her, she was like, when people show you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
And knowing that Dolores was friends with both of us, you know, sometimes when I would see her flip-flopping, it was disappointing to me. And obviously there was a buildup, which, you know, you guys all saw how that unfolded at last year's reunion. And that didn't make me happy. You know, obviously I want to talk to my friend. I want to work it out. Yeah. And I felt like I was being dismissed. And whether she agrees with it or not, sometimes you have to respect the way people feel.
Yeah.
You know? Even if she doesn't agree with it, she should be able, if she wants to be my friend or if anyone wants to be my friend, they could be like, you know what? I didn't realize I was making you feel like that, but I'm not going to dismiss your feelings. So I acknowledge them and P.S. let's do whatever we need to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Your rough patch with Dolores, obviously, you know, was an extension of the Margaret situation. So I was curious while watching the premiere, how you felt about Teresa's chat with Margaret and them sort of trying to fix their own relationship. Were you happy to see that?
I mean, I was happy to see that. I just feel like it seemed that Teresa was really apologizing, and I didn't understand that. I don't understand how,
when, the way around.
You know, like, you know, sometimes like Margaret has a way of like, you know, being the guilty culprit and then somehow, you know, demanding some sort of apology, and the apology's got to be her way or no way. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that was really weird for me to see that dynamic. It was like, she was talking about Louis all season and now you're apologizing to her. But ultimately, the end result with all of these ladies is hopefully make amends or try to find a way to make amends. Yeah. So, you know, if that's how they got to the end of the rainbow, then I'm all for it.
Yeah,
we'll take it. Because after that,
we'll take it. It's better than them fighting. It's better than anyone throwing shit on each other. Ooh.
Especially after that Nashville fight. Yeah, I don't think anyone thought they would
come back. Right. Yes. Anything is better than what we saw. So it's moving forward, which is the right direction.
What can you tell us about your dynamic with Margaret this season? Because we're hearing, and we haven't seen it play out yet on the show, that a former friend of Margaret is involved, that you have a chat with her. What can you tell us about this whole dynamic?
Well, listen, you know, I'm all about taking accountability and owning your shit. And I think that sometimes Margaret struggles with that. She likes to almost preach to everybody like what to do and how to do it. You know, and I get it. Maybe she's older and she's like, seems like she's wiser and she wants to give her version of what good advice is. But at the end of the day, her best friend, you know, came to us, said some things. We did not go digging. We did not go digging. I mean, this one was trying to get in touch with us for months, actually, months.
But people have said you tried to dig before, Jen. You've been accused of that before.
I know. That's just like deflecting. Okay. Yeah. That's like trying to, you know what I was trying to find out? I was trying to find out all of the tea that they all already knew, by the way. Right. I was like in the dark and I'm like, wait a second, I'm with all these girls and you all know more than me. And I'm just trying to say like, hey, why don't you guys fill me in on that? And it was like, I'm trying to destroy Jackie's life, which wasn't about that at all. As you guys know, I said, you know, me asking about the Jackie thing was more about appeasing my friend Teresa and helping her out than even taking a second thought as to like Jackie. So sorry, Jackie, but I was not trying to destroy or like make her look bad in any way. I was just trying to find out the facts, dude. Like, don't we all want to know? I feel like we all want to know.
You want to know, we want to know, we all want to know.
We all want to know. And like, I am one of the few people on this cast that just like really says it all without any filter. And they're all trying to like hold back this tea and pretend that they don't know when they all know. I'm just like wanting to be enlightened like the rest of the audience. Hello.
Yeah. You're helping us.
Yeah. I mean, don't you guys want to know? Like if somebody told you, like, I knew this, wouldn't you be like, oh my God, well do tell. Who is it?
So then how shocked were you about the alleged tea that Margaret's ex-friend spilled?
I was very, very shocked. Mm-hmm. This is what I will say about that. You know, this is a classic shoot the messenger case. Because this is not like how when Teresa came on and talked about the Jackie and Evan rumor and it was like, oh, something I heard around the way. No, this is actually somebody, there's a source. There is a source to this. It's not me. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to see how it plays out. And that's all I was doing, was just relaying a message that this woman was saying, almost like for everybody to get ahead of it as well. And ultimately, this woman was telling us she wasn't going to stop there. She was trying to get in touch with us for months. So if we didn't listen to her or repeat it, somebody else would have. It was just a matter of time.
It's going to come out eventually.
So like at this point, let's get ahead of it and try to control it. Yeah. But there is a source to all of these rumors, and it is not me.
I can only assume that the whole situation will just cause one big blow up later this season.
No, you think so? I don't know. You guys are going to have to tune into that one.
Speaking of a blow up, I mean, the Judice Gorga things, I mean, things are bad right now. I mean, even though we haven't seen the whole season play out, I think we all know that just based on BravoCon and just everything. How surprised were you to see how things got as the season progressed and that they're not speaking now?
You know what? I wasn't that surprised, honestly. It was something that has been festering within them. And I think Teresa was just really, listen, finally Teresa got her happy ending, right? She met the man of her dreams and they didn't like her first husband, fine. She went out and she got like the epitome of the perfect guy who like created this love bubble for her and is just like, teaching her about herself and all this stuff. And it's like, she went through all of that and now you still don't like him, mm-hmm. and you're not protecting him, and you're letting people come after somebody who's giving me my happy ending. So I think the whole thing, just people just try to glance over that and really not try to acknowledge, like, Teresa's been through a lot. She's been through a lot. Her family's been through a lot. And she finally got somebody who's giving her the life she always wanted, the family she always wanted, the acceptance, the love. Like, they're so reasonable. They're so rational. When you see them together, you're like, oh my God, just stay in your love bubble, please. And, you know, when you see family not trying to stick up for that or support that or negate anything that's coming to attack that, mm-hmm. you know, Teresa struggled with that. And that led into different dynamics of their family. Yeah. So the whole thing is very unfortunate, but I just, at the end of the day, if they're not willing to take accountability for their actions, how are you supposed to move forward? Mm-hmm. So I was not surprised. I was saddened and disappointed. Wow. And also, having said that, I don't encourage Teresa to fight with her family. In mm-hmm. fact, I always tell her to stay out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, when the audience sit there and says like, oh, Teresa doesn't defend you. Teresa is in a tough spot. This is her brother and her sister-in-law and their family. And I would never want to do anything to break that up. I'm always like, you guys are going to make amends one day. You guys are going to be good one day. And sometimes she gets mad at me and she's like, stop saying that, you know, because she's in the zone right now. And I never do anything to instigate their breakup. In fact, I remember last year when Teresa was telling me to like make it good with her family, I did.
Yeah.
I did. And I did that for Teresa. And honestly, but I was happy about it because I was getting along with Melissa and Joe at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, you know what? This is great. Like if this is going to be the catalyst in getting me to have a relationship with the Gorgas, then I was all for it. You know, let's be one big happy family.
Right.
I think my issues with them really don't have anything to do with Teresa at this point anymore. It's my own issues. Mm-hmm. And I have told Teresa, I don't need her involved. I don't need her giving her opinion. Like even on the whole BravoCon debacle, like, don't get involved. Like, let's just put that behind us and move on. I don't want to instigate their feud. It's already tumultuous enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Currently, obviously, the fans are just hearing both sides from both parties. You know, we'll see it play out on the show. Danielle actually just did an interview, I think it was yesterday, and she feels that Teresa will be vindicated as the season plays on. Do you feel the same way?
I mean, listen, a lot of things happen this season and you guys are just going to have to tune in because it's like major. And I feel like anything I say is just going to be like diarrhea of the mouth, like I usually do. So that's definitely something to, you know, look forward to.
Okay.
Yeah. Jen, how are things going with you and Bill and the kids? I mean, obviously last year was rough with, you know, everything that came out from Margaret. How are things going now?
Things are going great. Good. Very good. Yeah. Thank God. You know, it's definitely something different when you relive it, mm-hmm. watching it back on camera.
Yeah.
It was really hard for just our family in general, for my kids to even watch it. You know, my son saw it and he didn't tell me that he saw it. He called up his sister and he said, wow, I just watched, you know, the season. And he's, whoa, you know, like they didn't know what to think of it. But at the end of the day, they just want to know that mommy's okay. Yeah. If mommy's okay. And again, this was something that we had lived through so long ago. So like to rehash it and get mad at him again about something that I've already forgiven him for, I felt was not fair.
Yeah.
So I just had to almost just go through the motions, have my little, you know, huff out, cry it out, and then be done with it. And I'm done. I've closed that chapter. You know, it's, if anything, it's made me stronger and back with a vengeance.
I'm curious, I know some of your children are still younger, but like the ones that are in high school, I don't think you have, your oldest is in college. Do they have resentment towards Margaret for unearthing this?
Yeah. I mean, I was having my birthday party last year and I was talking about inviting some of the housewives and immediately Gabby was like, you're not inviting Margaret, right, mommy? Like we're not going to have to see Margaret. I said, no, we don't have to see Margaret. So, you know, they don't like Margaret. You know, but they're kids. They're kids.
Yeah.
And I get it, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
I get it. And I just try to tell them, you know, in life, sometimes you're not always going to like all of the people that you come across.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to make sure that you're respectful mm-hmm. and that, you know, you're always cordial and you do the right thing.
Yeah. So that's some good advice for kids.
Like, listen, I tell them, I'm like, well, Margaret doesn't bother me. You know, letting people bother you gives them the power.
Yeah.
So you gain your power back by just saying, you know what? I like myself. I like myself. I think I'm pretty gosh darn it great. And that's enough for me.
Yeah.
So. Now, how do you feel this season's reunion's going to be? Because obviously we know a lot of drama's coming up. Are you nervous to reunite with the crowd?
Nervous? Hey, I welcome it. I welcome it. I can't wait.
You're never nervous for reunions?
Never.
No.
I'm sure we can imagine the couch.
I mean, I think my first reunion, I was definitely more timid.
Yeah.
Because I was in an environment with women that I really wanted to like me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that ship has sailed.
Yeah. You're ready for the fight. I'm sure we can imagine what the couch setup is going to be, right?
I mean,
it's fair to say. I really
don't think it matters where you sit anymore. Sure. You know, I mean, and I talk loud. They can hear me from all in the back. Just fine.
We spoke to Rachel and Rachel said she thinks that this is a very divided cast. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it is a divided cast. Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be sitting on different sides of the couch. That I could tell you.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
Have you been approached to, I'm going to sideswipe a little bit. Have you been approached to do Girls Trip yet? Because everyone would love to see.
I have not.
No, we need to see you on.
Yeah, I would love it. I'd welcome that too. Call me. Have your people call my people.
Who do you want to do it with? What other Jersey person?
I don't know. I mean, what other Jersey girl? I think I would. I think I'd be good with Danielle, actually.
Yeah.
I'd be good with Danielle. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun with Danielle. I think I'd be good with Dolores.
Yeah.
You know, Teresa was already on, but I would love to do it with Teresa, but she's already been on. So, but I don't know. They repeated
Dumbledore,
right?
They repeated some
for Ultimate Girls Trip. I think Brandy is on one, right? And she was on this for second.
Yep.
So you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, though.
Yeah.
It would be awesome. Imagine they put me with Margaret.
Oh,
I'd welcome that too.
I think if you bring that up, it's going to happen. So careful what you wish for.
Yeah, let's go, Marge.
It could be like a rivals one. That would be good.
I think Margaret could be professional though.
Yeah, I think you guys
could take one for the team.
Yeah. I did want to ask Jen, this again kind of off topic, but seeing on your social media the situation in Turkey is so terrible, and since that we have you here, I just wanted to ask if there's an update with your family there and what you're hearing, because it's
so my bad. Family, most of them live in Istanbul right now, which wasn't hit.
Okay.
The area of Turkey that was hit was more like eastern, southeastern, where it borders Syria, which is ultimately the villages where my parents were born and raised. My mother's village, I heard, is intact, but the village that my father is from, Diyarbakir, it's destroyed. Our churches there are destroyed, and my cousins keep sending me video in real time that their friends are taking and showing them. And of course, over there, you know, all it is on the news is the devastation, and all you see is just dead bodies all the time. So the news is really sad, and it's just disheartening. And you know, you just feel scared. You just feel scared, and you wonder, like, God forbid this could this happen to us. You know, just imagine just sitting there, and an earthquake comes and like crumbles everything down on you, and you're gone in an instant, or worse, stuck underneath rubble, and some of the conditions there are frozen with snow, and they are not like the type of country that's equipped to tackle this sort of thing the way that we can, you know? So I just really just have a lot of prayers and good vibes being geared toward their way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Thank you for that update.
Yeah, and it just makes you grateful, right? You just got to say, thank God. Thank God for another day. I live my life in complete gratitude all of the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's always like, thank God for everything that I have or
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Healthy, you know, even just how cold it is outside, having a roof over your head, having a safe place to go. So you just got to be grateful.
Absolutely, for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. We're looking forward to
welcome.
13.
I hope you guys enjoy the season.
First episode is great, so we know it's going to get better too.
I thought that was great. The ending, particularly.
Okay. Well, Jersey never disappoints. Yeah.
We
are excited, and thank you.
No, I'm good. I'm excited for this season. I really am. Like, I feel like I'm back, and I'm stronger than ever. And you know,
And you bring a lot to the show. You do. Yes. So the whole cast does. It's a great, it's an all-rounded great cast. I think. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jen.
You're welcome, guys.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Take care.